I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
You may be up early today to get a head start on the Memorial Day weekend getaway.
A lot of you will be traveling in spite of inflation and gas prices. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke is live with more. Mark?
Amanda, sure, gas prices are high. In fact, if you look this morning, you may see a significant jump from just a day ago. It's costing more to dine out and just about anything else, but apparently we're itching to get out this weekend. Andrew Gross is with the AAA.
We are forecasting about 39.2 million people are going to be traveling for this Memorial Day holiday period, which is about 5 days. And about 88% of those folks are going to be going by car.
In Utah right now, you'll pay an average of $4.68 per gallon of gas, according to the AAA. That's 9 cents above the national average. And you can expect some delays trying to get out of town. UDOT saying traffic could be heavy in Davis and Salt Lake counties on Long I-15 beginning early this afternoon. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
The Memorial Day weekend also begins the start of the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads. More than 1,200 Utahns have been killed in car crashes in the last 4.5 years.
These crashes are not accidents. We actually call them crashes. They're not accidents. They're 100% preventable. We just need to make better decisions behind the wheel.
Major Jeff Nyber with the Utah Highway Patrol tells KSL-TV wearing or failing to wear seat belts and speeding account for many of Utah's fatal accidents.
A red flag warning issued for southern Utah. And with a busy holiday weekend ahead, officials are asking everyone to avoid open flames if possible. If you're pulling a trailer, make sure the safety chains are not dragging on the ground. And don't park cars or ATVs in tall grass. The red flag warning covers 5 different counties, including Kane, Beaver, Washington, Iron, and Garfield.
A lot of popular summer tourist destinations are still dealing with a worker shortage as we head into the holiday weekend.
It is going to be another difficult summer work employee-wise.
Bill Westerman is a business owner in Ocean City on the Jersey Shore and says all the businesses around him are struggling to find enough workers.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A young survivor of the school shooting in Texas tells relatives that she played dead in her classroom and that's why she wasn't shot. 11-year-old Mia Sorello's quick thinking likely saved her life.
I don't know if she was taught to do this or a routine or I don't know. I can't explain myself of why she thought of that.
Blanca Rivera says her niece was hit with a few bullet fragments during the gunfire.
The mother of the Uvalde school shooter also spoke with reporters. Adriana Martinez tells station Televisa that then through a translator on CNN, she had no idea what led her son to do what he did.
I have no words. I have no words to say. I don't know what he was thinking. He had his reasons for doing what he did, and please don't judge him. I only want the innocent children who died to forgive me.
What do you tell their families?
Forgive me. Forgive my son. I know he had his reasons.
What reasons could he have had?
To get closer to those children, instead of paying attention to the other bad things, I have no words. I don't know.
Lee Greenwood has canceled his Saturday appearance at the NRA convention in Houston. The country music singer saying in a statement that he will not perform, quote, out of respect for those mourning the loss of those innocent children and teachers in Uvalde. The NRA is going ahead with its Memorial Day weekend convention with speakers who include former President Donald Trump.
We will not tolerate destruction of property, nor will we tolerate people assaulting individuals.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner is asking all the protesters who are expected to be outside the convention to remain peaceful.
A bipartisan group of senators is trying to find a compromise on gun legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll give negotiations about 2 weeks while Congress is in recess. The bipartisan group is looking at background checks for guns purchased online or at gun shows, red flag laws designed to keep guns away from those who could do harm, and school security measures.
The community of Springville is trying to rally around the families of two teens who died recently in a murder-suicide. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
17-year-old Lily Conroy was just taken off life support this past weekend. Springville High School athletic trainer Lisa Walker knew both Conroy and her 19-year-old ex-boyfriend who shot her and then took his own life.
I guess my fear was that some might want to point the finger at the boy. I'm going to tell you, and this sounds strange, but he was the nicest kid.
Walker tells A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. The two are from the same neighborhood.
The neighborhood and the community and the school have rallied around both families, which really, really warms my heart.
Walker calls that the silver lining of this tragedy. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Time for First Look Traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Here's Andy.
Well, Tim, we've got a crash. There's just one right now. It's southbound 15 right before you get to the Bluffdale exit, so going from Bangor to Bluffdale. Looks like the car smacked into the wall, and so the HOV lane is blocked at the moment. No other delays, though, coming from Ogden to Salt Lake on I-15 or going north from Provo to downtown. No extra drive times, minimum travel times for you so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Another Utahn is facing federal charges growing out of the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes says an FBI investigation was based on postings on social media.
58-year-old Bradley James Bukoski of Eagle Mountain was arrested this week. His son Matthew, who lives in Chicago, was also arrested. They're accused of entering a restricted building in disorderly or disruptive conduct. KSL.com reports the FBI investigation began with tips about messages and photos posted on social media. Charging documents say the elder Bukoski told agents he and his son were only inside the Capitol for a few minutes, turned around when they were confronted by a line of police officers. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
A showdown with China and Russia over North Korea at the United Nations. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield is voicing her outrage after Chinese and Russian diplomats vetoed a U.N. resolution that would have imposed tough new sanctions on Kim Jong-un's regime in the wake of intercontinental ballistic missile tests.
Those members have taken a stance that not only undermines the Security Council's previous action to which they have committed, but also undermines our collective security.
The ambassador also accused Pyongyang of ignoring North Korea's dire COVID situation to focus on its nuclear weapons ambitions.
A resolution calling for free trade between the United States and the United Kingdom has passed the Senate. The bill is sponsored by Utah Senator Mike Lee, who says it's a mutually beneficial agreement. Lee says in 2015, Utah was one of the biggest trading partners with the UK. In return, he says Utah has exported billions of dollars in goods and services to the United Kingdom.
We're waiting for more information on a deadly house explosion in the Philadelphia suburb of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Four people were killed in that blast that leveled at least one home and scattered debris across the neighborhood. Pottstown Borough Manager Justin Keller says it happened just after 8 p.m.
Emergency services arrived on the scene to find that a house exploded with multiple victims needing medical care.
Two people are still unaccounted for.
The U.S. Attorney General has decided not to prosecute the FBI agents who failed to properly investigate sex abuse charges against former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. ABC's Andy Field has reaction.
The attorney for female USA gymnasts saying the Attorney General and his Justice Department completely failed to criminally charge the FBI agents who they say colluded in the cover-up of the worst sexual assault scandal in sports history. The DOJ saying it won't bring new criminal charges against those agents, even though it admits they appear to have provided inaccurate or incomplete information to investigators and delayed action against the now convicted Larry Nassar.
The attorney also criticized the timing of the Justice Department's announcement wedged between the holiday weekend and coverage of the Texas elementary school shooting.
President Joe Biden set to address graduates at the United States Naval Academy today. Biden's remarks will be more than 1,000 to more than 1,000 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland. Will be his first commencement address of the year. The president is also set to speak tomorrow at the University of Delaware, which happens to be his alma mater.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.